my dad came to me and I was like, what did he invest
in? It's Dogecoin.
It's not Doge. I was like, what the hell are you doing?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Interesting Discussion Sometimes. Back to the boys. We got Christian, Haran, and Tarun. Today, we got a really special guest, one of our friends from childhood, Shrieker, joining the podcast.
Extra special, you know, bro.
Extra special. friend of the podcast, but we haven't had it on since we started this, so that's kind of on us probably. But we're happy to have him now. Shrieker, you want to introduce yourself to the audience?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? My name is Shrieker. I've known some of these guys since, I want to say like middle school. That's where we all met up in Northern Virginia. And yeah. I don't know what else to introduce myself.
That's good. That's good. That's good. What you been up to the last few months,
bro? I mean, literally absolutely nothing.
Fuck yeah.
I have
fuck
been.
Fuck yeah. He's living the dream.
Yeah, but I just quit my job like less than a year ago. So like 11 months. It's about to be a year. Mm-hmm. And I realized I just really don't want to be at a desk job anymore. So.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, now I've just been trying to find other ways to make money. And I know I started telling Tarun and Harsha about it too. I got really into TCG, just like trading card stuff.
Yeah, but what sport?
So like any sport. Like I started with football. So I don't know if you guys go on TikTok like live ever.
Mm-hmm.
But they have live breaks and stuff. So all the really expensive products that you can't really afford to buy like $200 boxes like every week. Mm-hmm. You just can go on live and buy breaks. So you just buy a team that you like, and if they pick that player, then you get all those cards. So
mm-hmm. Interesting.
I started by buying a bunch of Jags players, you know. These guys know I'm a massive Jags fan.
That's gotta be worth pennies, right?
Hey, yo, Joe.
Yeah, unfortunately the only card that's worth anything was Trevor Lawrence. So
yeah, fair.
Hopefully he's okay.
Dude, yeah, all these new surgeries. Like I was literally just watching the Thursday night game. What's his name? The QB.
Right now.
For yeah. Who's playing Bailey Zapp and
Trubisky.
Trubisky, yeah. They're talking about who's the actual QB that starts for them?
Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, yeah. His surgery. They literally showed like a whole live animation of his surgery.
They showed an animation of the surgery?
Drilled.
What the fuck? Yeah. The fucking product on the field so ass.
Crazy.
The product on the field so ass, I gotta show live surgery. Crazy.
Shrieker, did you pull a Maurice Jones-Drew card yet?
No, I did not.
Such a niche.
That's
not a niche.
I mean, for general, yeah.
I actually got a Fred Taylor card though.
That's niche. I don't know.
Yeah, he's like old, bro. That was back when I first like started watching football with my dad.
True.
Then you pivoted to baseball. Is that right?
Oh yeah. Honestly, yeah, my friends just watch baseball a lot, and then I started watching because of them. And still, I'm not into baseball as a sport. I'll be honest; like, I just can't watch it. I'm sorry if any of you guys are baseball.
Even with the pitch clock, you're not a fan.
The bitch
game.
Yeah, the game I get, game it did get faster, yeah, shorter. You're right.
Man.
It's all right. I went to actually one of the Orioles games. It was cool.
They were really good this year. I thought you good atmosphere.
Yeah. I want to be in the sprinkler jump. You know what I'm talking about? Every time they hit, they just spray everyone down.
You want to be in
the
thing?
Shit.
I mean, yeah, I just, know, feel something.
Could you say something?
Yeah, it actually pissed me off because Harsha had this conversation one time that so Haran like recently got into baseball like by recently
2 years ago.
Yeah,
like
this
I think
dickhead,
pretty much like a year ago.
Like
oh my god, yeah,
fucking a dude. Harsha and I like we've watched baseball like before, like. Back when it was fucking boring, dude. Like, we're OG baseball watchers.
Fuck the trenches.
So, you're just like a fucking baseball hipster, dude. You're just watching it now that it's easy to watch. It's cool.
I never claimed.
You haven't suffered through, like, watching, like, a 7.5 hour fucking baseball game. So I don't want to hear you claim that you're a real baseball fan, you fucking dickhead.
Wait, John DeShrieger or me?
I'm talking to you.
No, I got no part in. I claim no
this
part
dude
of
is like couldn't give a shit. He just wants the cards. You fucker. You like, oh man, San Diego Padre cock sucking little bitch ass.
We lost our second best player to the Yankees, man. Fucking fuck the
yo.
Yankees.
How Shrieker? What's the market on that Juan Soto card looking like right now?
What's the market?
Juan Soto.
Get a live recap.
Dude, no, the only market I'm looking at is my...
on the website, and it's like on the Soto card, it's like a green arrow up or whatever.
No, I got a Jordan Walker card. I'm going to hold on to it.
Of course, you don't know who that is.
Dude, I have no idea what the fuck that is.
Wait, who's Jordan Walker?
Sheesh. Dude, he's supposed to be a good rookie, bro.
Oh, he's a rookie.
Oh, yeah, we don't know.
We don't know.
I'm not in the trenches like that.
No, you probably know what you're talking about. We don't know rookies.
Nah. Like, yeah, I check like halfway into the season.
They don't play in like the league for a couple years though, right? That's usually how it goes.
Yeah. This is a long-term investment.
You gotta buy and hold.
That shit about to pop in 3 years, hopefully, or 4 years.
Because some of these rookies are so old, brother, when they come into baseball. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Weird, like. 35-year-old rookie sometime.
What the fuck? How's that even possible? How's that even worth the money?
Well, rookie's like whenever you... Rookie just means like your first year in the league, so they could be like in the minor.
They're always playing in the lower leagues until
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But like...
They don't get paid that much, yeah.
Oh, okay. But I mean... I guess that's fair. I don't know. I just feel like at that point... Why not spend? I'm assuming they're still spending like a decent amount, like a couple hundred thousand or more, right, for these rookies.
Not always. Like sometimes, like if you're like low, like you got like a part time job, man. To like, you know.
Damn, you go part time job and you're in the MLB.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude! I'd rather be not in the MLB than be part time working at like somewhere while playing baseball.
Damn! What a sentence that is.
Turner, would you work at Capital One part-time and you'll play baseball?
No, fuck no. That's disappointing. That means I'm actually not good enough to actually go play baseball. And I don't get paid enough either. They know I'm poor, even though I'm in the MLB. I'd rather just be fully in the MLB and have people not know what I'm getting paid.
You could do data analytics for the team you're playing, bro.
Dude, what do you think? That's your part-time job.
You go up Jonah Hill,
bro? Yeah, you can go up to the top.
I'm not Jonah Hill or Brad Pitt, bro.
Turns like crunching the numbers, and he's like, oh shit, I should be on the team, bro. He fucking goes to the team manager.
My stats are better. No. Sugar, what's the business of selling cards like? Like, how do you get cards? How do you decide like when to sell? You know, what do you decide to pick?
Basically, the only way to come up in this industry is to buy in bulk. So you need a shit ton of money,
like Costco.
Yeah, pretty much straight from Japan.
They got Costco out there?
What? No. I mean, I'm sure they. Wait, actually, they do
in Japan.
Yeah, they have like Wagyu. What do we have? Chicken bake. Yeah. Nah, they got like Wagyu bake, bro.
Oh, crazy! They're bougie.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, so like for baseball cards, is there like a one brand of those cards? Like, there like a lot of people sell different baseball cards. Or like, do you like just collect from like one? Like, I guess what's the word?
Like Tops.
Yeah, there's like
Tops. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like 2-3 like main brands. I mean, there's probably like 10 total, like you know, big ones. But yeah, the main one is Tops. Harsh is sharp. Are you trying to invest?
I gotta get in, man. You want a partner?
You want a partner?
Oh god, no! Nah, I literally spent all my money, bro. I told you 11 months ago I started spending money. I literally didn't even spend money when I was making it. It's so stupid. Feel me? I was just saving shit, and then
you saw the future.
Yeah.
You knew what you had to do.
Mm-hmm.
So are you up? Are you up or are you down?
Well, fiscally I'm down, but.
Mentally,
in like 2 years,
I'll be up.
Yeah, okay.
That's
it's
a business. That's like a business. That's like a business, pretty much. Yeah, you're always gonna start physically down.
And yeah. I also set aside some money to like see if I can find like a short term way to make money.
Yeah,
in the industry also.
That's fair.
Like the breaks and stuff I told you guys about earlier.
Yeah,
that's one option.
Wait, what does that mean?
It's basically when you put together like a bunch of expensive like products, and then you sell them by team. So someone online will literally buy that team for a certain, and every team is a different price. You know, it depends on like what year that product's from, what, you know, what rookies are in there, and yeah.
So how much commanders are going for? $3?
So what?
The commanders.
On the commanders? Oh god.
Fire sale.
Yeah, those are one of the cheapest teams.
Hey, yo, invest now, boys. Invest now.
Yeah, invest in Sam Howell.
Yeah, actually, yeah, he's not bad.
Yeah, he's okay.
Only in rookie, any team with like a rookie QB, it's like, it has to be had like a minimum price because those cards are always worth a bunch.
Oh, see, I bet CJ Stroud or something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Do you have any idea like how many cards you've bought since you started doing this?
Honestly, no.
But you have the Excel sheet though, right?
Well, you have an Excel sheet?
Yeah, I have a list of unopened stuff. Ooh. Like I know how many boxes I have, but I don't know how many I've opened, honestly.
Oh, I couldn't count,
like, it's not too many, like let's say less than 30. Mm-hmm. 40.
But yeah. There's a lot of cards in those, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, each one will have like a bunch. Some of them were like 200.
Holy
some
shit.
Of them are like 20 and like 25.
Mm.
Do you know what the main demographic for like this like trading baseball card market is?
Is it Christian?
Dude, yeah, it has to be like really like super old motherfuckers, yeah. Like fall in the sport. Mostly, that's why for baseball cards, any good Yankee player, like that shit is worth so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sought after, like, in the market. Yeah. But yeah, every other team, I couldn't tell you. I don't have enough knowledge.
I feel like baseball cards were, like, the first thing to, like, at least when we were growing up, to, like, be, like, valuable. Or, like, oh, you could hold these for, like, a while. I mean, because, like, I used to open baseball packs as a kid. I mean, obviously, I didn't know what the fuck they would become. But there was always, like, oh, this, like, Babe Ruth card sold for blah, blah, blah.
Hmm.
But, like, now it's, like, Pokemon cards, like Magic cards, like, and then it turned to like NFL rookie cards. I don't know, all this shit that, I mean, if I'd opened packs like that back then, bro, I would have saved everything and just what was stuck. But
dude, you're right. I thought I did save everything, but pretty sure my mom just like gave it away to like some, you know, some little kid.
God damn.
Your cousin.
Yeah, I don't know where
track, yeah, track him down, beat him up. Take it back.
Bro, we used to have so many Yu-Gi-Oh cards, bro. I'm sure that shit would have been worth hella. Yo, if I have a kid, when I have a kid and if he collects cards or if she collects or whatever, I'm keeping that
They'll
shit
be collecting NFTs, bro.
Yeah, dude, NFTs are worth nothing now, but what if in like 20, 25 years, like suddenly all of these are like thousands?
Actually, like Ethereum, Bitcoin been going back up recently. Did you see that? It's up like 30% or something crazy.
Yeah, it's been popping.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy who said that they should make Bitcoin illegal?
Yeah, fucker.
What? Dude, it's literally all just to get people to read articles about Bitcoin so they start thinking about it. And then...
Yeah.
Wait, who said
like
what?
It was like the CEO of Chase or something was like, they should make crypto illegal or something like that.
He's literally bullshitting out there.
That's only because he's probably got like a
crypto vertical.
He just wants attention, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I used to buy baseball cards when I was younger, and I would be excited because in the pack they would have like one of the double bubble bubblegum things that the players would have.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason I would do it. But yeah, man, I wish I saved that stuff too. But what do you do with the unopened boxes? You just keep them like they're more valuable unopened? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely don't open any. The second you like even breathe on the wrapping, like it's like one little tear and suddenly it loses like 40% of the value.
So where do you keep them? They keep them safe,
bro. You can give out that information, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Like,
you got a safe?
I'll say it's in somewhere in Virginia.
That knows it down.
I'm sure you guys will know. But yeah, for the rest of y'all listening, you can Virginia's close enough. maybe I'll bury one like somewhere, make it like a treasure hunt.
Make it one of the ones that's like already partially open, so whoever gets
it. Dude, if that doesn't go viral and just get me views, like
you should, bro. You should put it on TikTok.
Right?
Yeah, the live opening. Yeah.
So who's volunteering for this?
Live burial.
Live burial. Live burial. Live burial is crazy.
You can find this card and you can find Haran too, just hanging out there.
Half the packs are unopened though.
Haran just chilling there with like a Padres hat on. Just waiting.
Accepting my feet.
But a faster way to make money than investing in baseball cards is to make parlays on your favorite gambling app. If you want to sign up, please let me know. I can refer
you. It sounds like it would be a FanDuel app.
What do you guys use?
A FanDuel.
Yeah.
FanDuel.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about going to Prize Picks or some of those other ones.
What about ESPN Bet?
They got a good promo. Dude.
Dude, I checked in the app and like some bullshit happened. Like, I just uninstalled it. I don't know. It was like not working.
People don't like that one. I think they have different rules for when bets are voided. They have to change it or something.
If one of you makes an ESPN bet account, send
me the referral. Yeah.
Because they're giving out a fat bonus.
Yeah, they are.
What is it, like 200?
Yeah, if you like deposit $10, they give you like 5 separate $50 free bets, I think.
Turin, you should get on that, bro.
Turin, you had that in DraftKings. You never used it, I think.
Yeah, I told you use it, and you never used it.
Dude, you just let it expire.
How am I going to use it from here?
It's so no, I would have gave you my login and shit, bro. I would have been like...
Did it expire? Does it expire?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably like in the next week or something. Yeah.
Next time, if you want me to sign
maybe
up...
Not that short.
You know, do that. But I'll sign up, but you just do all the rest and give me half the money, whatever you make.
Half the money? Take it all.
What the fuck?
Wait, you think Harsha takes it all?
No, you take it all, true.
Oh, okay, that's fine with me too, but then why would Harsha do it?
Harsha, dude, why you gotta take everything, man? Let him have something.
Everything?
Yeah. Can I just say, Haran ordered something from Nike recently and got a free pair of low dunks, like size 8.5. I'm the only one that could wear those. And he's like, I don't know what to do with these. Man, give it to me. What the fuck?
But now they know there's demand, and like the price got up, you know.
Sugar, you want to
size 8?
Size 8.5.
Nah, don't disrespect me like that.
Yeah,
don't
disrespect me. Sugar, like a 10.5, could be 12 even.
Bro,
wait, what? That's like,
where's the scene?
You're close.
Aren't you 10.5?
Bro, I'm 11, bro.
You're 11. See, you said in between.
I was probably 10.5 back in middle school, yeah, when I knew you.
you don't know you like that. You don't know you like that no more.
Yeah, bro, I don't know.
Shoe size like level up. What you know about that? Come on,
half a size, bro.
Shaker Harlan treated to shoes for like a box of baseball cards.
Dude, my mom actually gave me like a treasure chest. I was like,
what?
Say less. I don't know. I'm pretty sure she used to put like her makeup shit in there. and now it's actually a perfect rectangle, so if it's like two rows of like 100 cards.
Oh,
pretty sick. Yeah,
that's pretty hard.
So where is that in your house?
Relax.
And where's your address?
That's what I should bury exactly.
Oh yeah,
actually address. You should. You totally should.
We have a friend who like does like he runs like a grading, like I don't know, company, and he's got like Pokemon cards, like Yu-Gi-Oh cards and shit. And he's got like 9.5s, 10s, and he's got like these briefcases of cards, dude, that are like, and they're in like the plastic, like resin things or whatever.
Oh, yeah, they're graded already?
Yeah, like he runs like the grading company and he just has like a bunch of cards graded. And he's just got like fucking briefcases of the shit. He's like, yeah, I have a storage unit of just cards. I was like, bro.
That's literally what I need in the future. Right now, what I have is good enough, but in like a year, if I really want to scale inventory, like you need so much space.
It's ridiculous, man. Like when he pulled out this briefcase, I was like, oh man, that's a nice collection. He's like, oh, these are just the valuable ones, bro. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, I'm not gonna give away his like details like that, but like somebody's salary, bro, is hidden within these cards. I bet, man, it's crazy.
Yeah, my bad.
Did he share with you like
an MLB rookie?
Yeah, what kind of cards are they though?
They're like Pokemon cards mostly.
Oh, they're probably like really the first edition.
They're like first edition. They're like Japanese edition. They're like, you know, all the, like, obviously he didn't like pull all of them. He's like, you know, bought and traded them and shit. But this man, and by whose salary? Hey, man, it could be one of our salaries. I'll say that.
Dude, I was at a local card shop literally last week, and this lady was telling me there's a guy who comes around to these like card shows. And he just like looks, you know, it's, these card shows are massive. It'll be at Dulles Expo. I'm sure you guys know where that is. And this dude will just go around, look at a whole collection of like thousands of cards. People are browsing and he'll just ask the guy how much for the whole thing. That's, and then they're like, what? Shit. It's not for sale, bro. Like, I don't even know. It makes no sense. And the guy like looks at you even more seriously and he just gives you a real number and
crazy,
like, what? This guy's insane.
That's like if you're driving around in your car
all the time,
like the, you like pull up to the stuck at stop sign, like this guy, how much you like, your car, like, how much your car, like, oh, I'm using this shit, what do you mean?
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I mean they are there to sell most of it, but still, like there's customers just, like holding cars, like anything, and he's like, I want all of it.
Give me
including
all
what, the whole like, load. That dude's holding. Like, yeah, like. And he just drops his card on the table, apparently.
Oh my god.
Like a business card?
This dude thinks he's in a movie, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't want to look at his bank account. Like, how rich is this dude? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Because some of them are like, he has to throw like 10 racks, 20 racks, like 100 racks, like. Honestly, these collections at the card shows are so fat. Like, I always wonder, they have like a shit ton of security. So,
you think you'd buy your shit?
No.
But wasting money just like talking to Trigger and you're like looking at his cards.
Yeah,
bro. I mean, you'll probably walk by and like he'll be like, "How much for the whole thing?" He's definitely the type of guy who'll ask you anyways. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
What's your Grail baseball card or any type of trading card?
I would say I have this Pokemon card, actually. That's worth like maybe 1,000 if it's graded. So
that's crazy.
It's ungraded right now, so it's not worth that. But I just have bought you got it.
Where can we find this card?
Same place, bro. You gotta go.
Have you gotten any cards that like you would never sell, like even if it's like valuable, so yet, or any cards?
Like that? Honestly, not really.
Yeah. Anyone can go first, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have some rookie like QB cards, so I guess I would keep those. But some of them, like Aiden O'Connell, has some of those. But yeah, we'll see what happens to that.
Sugar, what's the craziest sports betting parlay you've won since you started betting?
Good question.
What? You got
this was a parlay me and Vish made, actually, back in the day. This might be, I don't know if that was my biggest win, but if you guys know, I'm like net even. Out of all my sports betting, it kind of sucks. Like I just can't make a penny, bro. I can't. At least I'm not losing though.
Yeah.
But I'm deep for like since I've been 21. I've been deep. Even when I was 19, I was in like I had a bookie. You know, really? I used to go to like betting.ag.t, like, you know, some weird URL, and they would have their own odds set by like. You know, depending on how many people bet on what.
Yo, AG is like the fucking the tag for like Angola, like the Angolan internet.
That's what that is. I see so many like weird movie websites and stuff.
It there. Could be. I don't know. Maybe it's just the cap. But
were the odds or lines they gave you like different than like a regular sports book or like were they similar?
Yeah, they would actually be different, like even money lines and spreads. Like,
oh shit, really?
Sometimes the spread would always be off by like 0.5. It's so weird. The spread 6.5, it's like 7 or 6 on that website. So weird. But I guess, I mean, you can hedge your stuff pretty well on there because they let you parlay like weird things that FanDuel.
Oh, same game, same gamers.
Yeah, same. Interception? You can't parlay interception with FanDuel.
Yeah.
Look at the game going. I don't even know how many interceptions I missed while I've been sitting here. Like probably two, three. Yeah, I actually have a parlay for an interception. I hope it.
Wait, so what was the one you and Vish did?
Oh yeah, it was a pretty sure it was a Champions League, but yeah, we bet on like eight or
like group stage matches. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Like 14 games in a row. It was one of those days where, you know, all the games happen.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just somehow hit every tie, every.
So you just bet on the result, not like the score, right?
Or just the results, bro. Nothing else. That's so pretty crazy. We bet on like, yeah. And the crazy thing was when I sent that, I sent the big one with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
I only sent like $10 on it.
Yeah.
And then I sent like a much smaller one where I removed like, you know, a quarter of the legs and then sent like $5 on that. So like that $5 one won me like $400. The $10 one won me so much, like $900 or something.
Wild.
I was like, what?
That's lit.
Yeah, it was insane.
What'd you do with that money?
Clearly, yeah, since I already told you. I know what happened.
Christian, do you want to share yours?
I mean, mine's not that. I mean,
well, if you put odds, $5, it would have been a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So I did this last week. I just like, there was like a bonus for the FanDuel. You get like your money back if you get it wrong. It was like Thursday Night Football or something. So I put down, I bet in small increments because like I don't want to like throw myself under the bus, right? I just try to do it casually.
You hit the $10 max promo.
Yeah. But I put down $1. And it was like a bunch of shit that was like pretty achievable, I would say, except for like the Seahawks running back had like never gotten over like 20 yards receiving. And I put like 25 yards for him to get that day. And I don't like do my research. I'm like, hey, yo, vibes. Like, I'm just setting the bet and see what happens.
Vibes.
I like it. I love it.
Hell yeah.
Basically, I put down $1 and I got back 82. Or 89, I think.
Dang.
And I was like, oh my God, dude. If I put down like $10, man, I would have felt so much better. I feel like
it was a no sweat bet. Wait, why? If it was a no sweat bet, why were you?
Dude, because 82,000.
You have to still have it in 82,000. The account.
No, because like you have to use all of it again, like the same amount on another bet. Like I can't use like $5 there or $5.
You can't partition it. Yeah, I got you.
Which like I could just
bet. They used to be able to. They changed it.
Oh, really? Oh, damn.
Yeah, like right in the beginning. They had it where you could like split it up.
Harsh are the OG, bro.
Yeah, this guy.
What's your net?
You know, I haven't checked since I started losing a lot, so let me actually check right now live. But live how many, Christian? How many legs was your parlay? Do you remember?
No, but I can look. It was recent enough where I can check. It wasn't that many, but I remember being on a call with Haran and somebody else. I forget who. I think one of our other friends and I was.
I think
just
Carcar
like,
was on.
Yeah, Carcar. We were just like, oh man. There's another one that I mean, Ram was there, but I was getting mad the other night. It was an 18 leg parlay. I hit 17 legs, and I just need fucking this bitch ass skinny Chet Holmgren to get another rebound. This dude was like goddamn Slenderman out there.
Dude, we were playing clubs last night. It's dude, like every like 10 minutes or every 20 minutes, we were like nothing. We weren't even talking about the game at all. Christian would just be like, "Hey, yo, what the fuck is that Thunder's coach name? I'm gonna send him some god awful shit."
I was probably on some FBI list right now because of the shit I said on the
They probably took you off.
Nah, man. You should. Hey, man. If this house is exploding like 2 miles around from me, bro, I'm definitely on a watch list. That's for sure. It's only 9 legs, actually, which is less than I thought, but plus 85.
No, those are actually so hard to hit, bro. I realize the only way to actually make money on this consistently is just not make.
It's so much fun though.
It's so much fun, bro.
Yeah. This is your...
just making like 10 different $1 parlays. You're like,
yeah.
I made like 8 parlays on the Lakers Suns game and I didn't win any of them.
Oh my goodness.
But I also bet on Lakers to win and like other stuff just to make some
money. What about tonight? Isn't there? Wait, aren't they playing right now?
Yeah, I didn't bet on it.
Yeah, the game, man.
Yeah, Zion, bro. Is he cooking?
No, fuck.
He's
no.
probably eating something. He's probably eating something. Actually, the screenshots that players get when like somebody they ruin like somebody's parlay are like kind of crazy. That? Like people actually go off on these players.
Dude.
It's funny when they respond.
Yeah. Some of the hate.
Yeah, I think sports betting it's and fantasy. Like, I always know fantasy is toxic, and then I've only recently started like looking at sports betting because like fuck it, I'm bored. I'm not doing much here. That I started doing recently, and like I also seen a lot of toxic accounts that also like get really mad when their bet doesn't hit. I feel like betting in fantasy in general, just like betting, just making bets on players is just a crazy concept now that I think about it. But
it's actually so prominent now in broadcasts. It's kind of
that's crazy. The
it's actually, yeah, it is kind of scary.
It's kind of annoying. I think.
Yeah.
Like
they're kind of inviting. Like,
oh,
kind of
LeBron
inviting.
Got the over on the like while the game is going on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Somebody was like, "I don't want fucking Ali LaForce to tell me if I lost my bet or not." Like a sideline reporter. Yeah.
It's because these companies are just throwing money at the league to promote.
Yeah. After I won that bet, I was telling Haran that like I could feel myself like the chemical balance in my brain changing, like becoming addicted. to I was like, "Oh, I won once, bro! Fucking, this is must be what people who like smoke meth feel like, bro. I feel like I'm on top of the world, bro." So I then
that's probably exactly how I got addicted. I don't even know how that was. I couldn't tell you.
I like,
but that just brought back like some type of memory.
Dude, I placed like a 10-cent like six leg like first basket parlay, bro. It was like a $12 million odd. Bro, I got like $100K. I was like, yeah, this is addiction. This is what it looks like.
10 cents every day.
10 cents to return like $100K. Yeah, that's a problem.
That's hype.
I recently figured out that if you refer your family member, you don't get the bonus. I got my brother on the app, and he put a $10 bet to win $1,000, and he needed Grace now on to score one more, like three more points, and he would have won $1,000.
That's actually crazy. But,
yeah. But then he like took the money.
Nope, that's his first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he rage? Did he call you after?
Yeah. He like texted him. He was like, he like texted me the screenshot. He was like, I think I'm gonna get this. And then like an hour later, he was like, oh no. But he like got it converted his like bonus bets to actual money and made a profit. And he was like, I don't like this anymore. I want to take my money out. So
oh, you got a problem? Okay, not. No, hi. Mm.
Yeah, good. But then he said he's gonna take everything out. And then like a couple weeks later, he sent me another one. He was like, I tried this.
Marsha, what have you done?
Why did you do your best? Rather not even.
I don't know. But he stopped now. I think.
He stopped. At least wait for him to start working and then put him in.
Whatever, man. Well, he got money from the summer, last summer.
Yeah, I know, but let him save that, bro.
Yeah. No. It's not good. I'll spot him if he needs it, but we'll get on some bets when I go back home.
You're crazy, man.
I will say, as someone who doesn't give a shit about any of this, it is so much more entertaining watching or doing anything when you have money on the line.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's so much better.
That's why.
I got into baseball, bro. Even a little bit. Yeah. I started betting on it. Yeah. Easy.
That's why I just make live tennis bets with Harsha, not involving money.
Live tennis bets.
Tennis and soccer.
Tennis
bets
is actually really, really fun.
Whether it's good or bad for me, I feel more when I watch.
Yeah. Like sports. Absolutely. You know what I mean? I think that's part of the draw, where they want to like hook all these people who like are down to gamble but have never watched a sport before.
Yeah.
Dude, there was I think didn't Socket play some fucking bet on some like
Socket's just crazy stuff. He spent on Latte Giants to beat Samsung Tigers in like Korean baseball. or like women's like not even basketball. It was like some like obscure sport.
Yeah, women's really shot put or some bullshit like this, bro.
No, I feel like in the summer, if you don't follow baseball, like that's when you see the most degen gamblers come out, bro. Because they'll be choosing like the weirdest head sports to put their money on.
I mean, yeah, it's rough in the summer, dude. Gotta go to the Asian country.
Yeah, I check into rehab in the summer. Get myself right for September.
All right, guys. To build into the degeneracy, I'm going to place a live bet live on the podcast.
Wow. Crazy.
Live.
We're gonna.
While he's doing that,
this is not financial advice.
What was it? Sorry.
+200.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's really good.
I think that includes like when you start and they give you free shit. But
hey,
fuck it,
money's money, man.
Yeah.
That's money that you can take out though. So
the last time I checked, it was plus 250, so we're going down. We'll get it all back right now.
While Christian's placing that live bet, I watched a YouTube video the other day where this guy wrote, like, coded up this, like, three different types of bots, where, like, the first bot analyzed, like, the top five links about a certain stock, right? And then would either buy or sell that stock depending on if it was, like, good news or bad news, basically. Mm-hmm. And then the next one was, like, basically he used, like, Taylor Swift song lyrics and tried to match them up to, like, whatever news article he was seeing. And if the Taylor Swift song lyrics were, like, sad, then he would sell. If they're happy, then he would buy. And then the last one, he just randomized that shit. He's just like, buy and sell whatever the fuck you want, whenever the fuck you want. And the thing that came out on top was the third one. By, like, a good margin. Like the other two, like, basically broke even. The last one made, like, $200.
Damn.
So maybe one day we should just, like, set a limit, like, $50, all of us, and we'll just see by the end of, like, 3 months who made the most money. And I'll just put whatever the fuck, but you guys can use whatever strategies you want.
That's the thing.
There's a class here at school where I don't know what it's called, so I may take it, but the teacher gives everybody in the class a pencil, and by the end of the semester, whoever turns it into the most expensive thing wins.
I didn't even mention this before. Yeah. It's crazy.
So I was asking somebody, like, what'd you get? He was like, I made one trade. I was on my Uber to the class, and this guy was like,
you took the car.
And I was like, can I have these gloves? And then the guy was like, what are you going to give me for the gloves? He was like, all I have is this pencil. And the guy didn't know how to say no, and he said, yeah. and then the guy was like, oh, sure, yeah, I'll take the gloves. But he was like, wait, really? Like, those are like $200, like $200. And he's like, okay, thanks. Like, I'm just going to take it.
What the fuck? Bro,
he was like, I felt bad. He was like, I felt bad, man, but it was the last week before the class was over, so I needed to get something. And I'm going to school. So.
Wait, what do you get if you trade?
I don't know if you get anything. It's just like,
well, I got $200 gloves. Damn, that's funny. Yeah. I didn't know you could buy.
How do you fact check that, bro?
Yeah, that is true.
This dude going on Pawn Stars to fucking trade in these gloves.
Oh, to check the price of the gloves?
No. Not like how do you know whatever you bring in is not yours?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you actually get, like, graded on it. It's just like an activity to see, like, what you can do. So I think people
walk in with a fucking
Yeah, he didn't need to bring 200. He could have brought, like, another pencil.
An extra pencil.
Yeah.
Mechanical pencil.
Yeah.
Mechanical pencil. Hey, we up.
There's another class where, like, the teacher just gives everyone in the class like $100 or something, and he's like, invest in the stock market, and whoever makes the most money by the end, like, wins, you can keep the money.
This teacher got that much money, so he gave everybody $100.
And what about
but they lose, like, the teacher's money, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, so they take whatever profit they make.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
they sell it and then give it back.
And some people can just, like, keep the $100 and, like, not do anything, and they just have free $100.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're just like, yeah, I lost it all.
This is the same teacher that, like, at the end of the quarter, like, takes the kids out, the students to Aspen on a ski trip, like, in his resort or whatever.
That's wild.
Colorado.
See, instead of investing in the stock market, you should use it as a sports bet, and then you can
show
him
one parlay. Yeah.
Bro, come back with a milli. Bro, it's over.
As long as you don't put it in Dogecoin.
Yeah.
Dogecoin.
I made 1 cent off Dogecoin when it was popping.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
You probably.
I still remember, there. Like, a year ago, my dad came to me, and he showed me his phone. He's like, dude. Look at this shit. Like, and I was like, what did he invest in? It's on Doge. I was like, what the hell are you doing?
That's so funny.
He's like, I should hold this shit, right? I was like, nah, bro. If you want to sell all of it, like, nah. But back then, I almost told him to hold it too. I was like, yo, it looks like it's going straight up. Like, I can't even hold you. Yeah. But yeah.
Christian, what'd you make?
Yeah, so we cooked up a nice little, I think, 8-leg parlay.
Eight-leg live game parlay?
Yeah, on what game?
On the Thursday Night Football game that's at halftime right now.
Oh, my God.
can you start with the odds? Like, what are the odds?
Yeah, so with the 20% profit boost, so it's
oh, yeah, true.
It's added to a quarter of the odds. It's at plus 28,000. which, like, for people who aren't into like sports gambling, if I put in $10, I would have got like 2,800. I put in a dollar. Like I say, I like to gamble small and like go for the odds. So I mean, this is gonna be a lot of like jargon for people who don't like know what all this is, but basically it's for the Steelers to lose by less than seven, or by, yeah, by seven or less. The Patriots. And they're down 11 right now.
Let me
make that clear. This is the Steelers running back to get a touchdown, Najee Harris. Hunter Henry to get two more receptions. Ezekiel Elliott to get two more receptions. Tyquan Thornton to get two more receptions. George Pickens to get two more receptions.
What the fuck?
He's a wide receiver.
They're not catching this ball eight times.
Mitch Trubisky to get five more rushing yards. And Najee Harris to get nine more rushing yards. So,
look, when you say it, doesn't sound that crazy.
No,
I think the hardest thing is Najee Harris to get a touchdown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because what about Warren? Is he still?
Yeah,
he's still, yeah, he's still splitting.
Yeah. So,
is there a goal line back for them, or there's split?
They split
going with the flow.
They split. So, yeah, it's I wouldn't say it's probable, but like individually, each of those things is very achievable. I think that's just for all of them to happen at the same time.
No, I like where your head's at, bro.
I might tail you right now.
So
I'm gonna hop in too.
If this hits, man, $1 turned to 280, and you'll never catch me on this fucking podcast again. Yeah. That's the thing. Actually, when I hit that other one, I was like, damn, if I'd put in like $50, like if I'd used the ESPN promo, man, that's four bands right there. That would have been so nice. But now I was like, man, this is the degenerate shit that's like, oh, if I put in $50, if I put in $100. So avoid that. I think we should have probably said this at the beginning. Don't gamble if you're not comfortable, and don't be an idiot. Don't bet on Korean baseball in the summer.
Hey, if you're making money, you're making money, bro. Respect.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, it's a cold world, bro. I can't complain. I'm even, but I know people who like have
down
tried
bad
to yeah. do this to like as a professional, like make money for a living off FanDuel, and
yeah, that'd be stressful.
Yeah, they did till they didn't.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Always got to get out.
Which is crazy because the numbers were insane when I saw them. Like, you don't even want to know. Like,
I do.
I do.
I'm here.
Relax. Relax.
It's just like three legs. Like, you'll see like plus 300 jump. You know, not that bad.
Yeah.
But like 500.
Yeah.
Or 500 yeah. or like 100. Like, you know, like the units are just way higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's
gonna be Christian
in
a couple weeks, bro.
Nah, fam,
yeah.
Relax.
When he builds that base cash in the account, then he's gonna start upping the input, bro.
I started betting like $2 and stuff, and I felt like this is too
yeah.
much. I gotta bring it back down.
I'm out of my comfort.
Yeah.
You know what I actually recommend for you guys who don't like to bet a lot? You should take advantage of the boost.
Mm-hmm.
And then the boosts always have a maximum, and it's not that much.
Like, yeah.
So explain what the boost is.
So like that thing I was talking about before where I get like the 25% extra like on my odds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's like a boost. There's like the one that I think we talked about earlier. So basically it's like a no sweat. So like if your bet doesn't hit, you get your money back and like promo money.
Mm-hmm.
Where like you can't withdraw it, but like you can like
use
if you
it
win money off of that, you can withdraw that.
Mm-hmm.
There's other types of like promos where they like increase your odds or that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, out of all the promos, I really like the boost tokens. Mm-hmm. It's like 30% or like 25%, whatever it is. Because you can bet like the $10 max on that, right? And then make it something like winnable.
Reasonable, yeah.
You know, like something reasonable, like plus 200 max. Like even minus 150, like, you know, make it even horrendous. Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure there's like a minimum you have to hit to even get the boost token apply.
Yeah.
But yeah, I usually max that out. And then I will find a way like to live bet during the game, like, and hedge it somehow. So like if the other team starts like losing and I actually, or my team starts winning by, you know, a shit ton and I already have that winning in my parlay, I might put like $5 on the other team to win. And suddenly, like, even if this parlay loses, I'm still making money.
Right.
Yeah.
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 So I just,
there's so many ways to game the system to like make sure you win somehow either way.
Yeah, you always cover whatever losses you might have.
Yeah. And then the hard part is like scaling that up.
Yeah. I think scaling up is probably the hardest.
Yeah.
I just don't have the balls. Like,
yeah, no one
send the same bet I put $10 on and $500. Like.
So don't get into it, Tarun. Just
I'll
do it.
Just bet on spreads and money lines. Bet on futures.
Browns futures, Super Bowl. Dude, you should find like
futures are
that are not sports bets. Like,
you can bet on the election.
Bet on the election, yeah. Like,
you bet on that on FanDuel and shit.
No, you have to go to bet. No, you have to go to bet.ag.
Joe Biden over under 0.5 heart attacks between now and the election.
Oh my god. So either he has one or he doesn't.
Yeah. No, like that's how they do all the odds.
So I'd rather bet that he dies than has a heart attack. Odds of that probably.
Yeah, those are pretty good odds, honestly. Yeah. Like, I think you should.
We'll set the line.
Dude, actually, this is a great idea.
Profit boost.
Long term bets just within the group that, like $500 Joe Biden dies in the next 5 years?
But who gets the money?
You know,
that's a good point. We just put it in the pool, just our pool.
I think I told you guys this. I met somebody in college who's a Red Sox fan, and like when they won, like 2004. Yeah. He was like, he basically bet on, he bet with his friend at the time that was like, if Theo Epstein is gonna break the Cubs curse before we graduate college, then I get your first paycheck when we start working. And the Cubs won, so then he got his friend's paycheck like 10 years later.
That's crazy. What the hell?
Yeah. Who the fuck would honor that, bro? He got some good friends, bro.
Like, that's not
that bet with you, Harsha, you never give me that money.
Yeah.
That's not even a player, bro. That's a general manager. Like, you gotta be some sort of psycho, man.
Wait, oh, she would have honored it? You would have honored it, I feel like.
Yeah, I would have. I would have, yeah.
But we've been salty about it. You never look at Tarun. I think your friendship would have been chopped.
Yeah. The podcast would have been chopped. Right now. Like,
on what?
Whatever. If Joe Biden.
I'm not betting on that guy.
He's not reliable.
If Joe Biden falls again within the next 6 months, within the next 6 months, I get that paycheck for whatever that month is, whatever month that happens.
Fuck no.
Dude. Why not?
This dude Tarun's gonna commit a fucking felony, and
if he doesn't, then you get your paycheck? What the fuck is this?
You're talking bi-weeklies? Bi-weekly the whole month.
Bi-weekly.
Hey, if you can make the bet, you don't have a bi-weekly paycheck.
Wait, exactly.
I'm in, bro.
Actually, no, I don't want your paycheck. I want your 401k match.
No. That's fire. Nah, actually, I'm pretty sure I maxed it out like the beginning of this year.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you can't be involved. Okay, yeah. That's good to know.
Unfortunately.
Joe Biden, if you're listening, hey, just fall one time, please. Hit it.
Okay, stop. This is Tarun. Get it. We gotta move on from this conversation.
This guy Tarun's gonna fucking like get himself arrested, like running through the Secret Service trying to push this dude over, bro.
Edit that out.
After you fall, you have to take off. And something our friend Shikhar has done is take off a plane.
What?
Pilots.
What an intro, bro.
Wait, taking out a plane or take off a plane?
Sorry.
I don't know.
Do you see that Sean McDermott stuff, by the way?
No, not my hip.
Bro.
Basically, Bill's coach was, do you see it, Christian?
Yeah.
He was making, like, trying to motivate his players, like, 2019 training camp. He was like, you know who stuck together and, like, worked together to achieve something?
It's
terrorist on 9/11. He said that. Yeah. And the first two opponents for the Bills that season were the Jets and the Giants.
For listeners, that's new, both New York teams.
Yeah. Teams in New York City that played football. And this guy.
He clearly lost a bet.
Yeah. Apparently, some of the players, apparently he was trying to give a speech one time and they were like, "Ayo, what do you think was the hardest thing this group had to overcome?" And then one of the players was like, "TSA." Oh my god. But yeah, I'm sure that has nothing to do with what you wanted to say, right, Harsha? Or is it?
Yeah, Shrieker's plans are different. Right, Shrieker?
Bro, what the fuck are you accusing him of?
my plane, am I taking out the plane? What am I doing?
No, just talk about
how'd you get into, you know, deciding to learn how to fly, and how's that experience been trying to get back into it?
Actually, I told you guys a couple months ago that I was trying to get back into it, but I guess that was a lie because I did not. But I'll explain why too. So it's obviously a huge commitment, right?
Yeah.
The money was a big thing, and also the money is a good investment because it's just a year of accelerated school, and then you could have all the licenses you need to go all the way to, you know, work for some airline. Mm-hmm. And then you're set for a six-figure salary and steady pay raises, almost every 2 years or a year. Literally it's insane. You'll make $400,000-$500,000 by the time you retire.
Crazy.
Wow. So the only difference is
crazy.
You just won't be at home for 2 weeks out of every month.
Yeah.
Right.
Or yeah, it's going to be, you know, vary depending on what kind of flights you fly and stuff. And the more experience you have, you're going to have more, what's it called? Control over your schedule. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
when you have zero experience and you're just starting out. So the first 5 years, you are going to be work every holiday, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, that's going to be you.
Yeah. But imagine when you in the summer, you're New York, you place a bet on Japanese baseball, and then you fly to Japan and you see that match live, bro.
Think about it. That's such a fucking stretch of a reason.
I'm still trying to do something like that. I'm still trying to do that because all you need is the small planes, bro. I saw someone make a video who flew a small Cessna all the way from here, through India. How do you even fly a Cessna to
India? That's crazy.
This guy stopped at so many airports along.
That's
the way.
A propeller.
Yeah,
I think he
flew up. Yeah, how much gas did you have to fill up?
It has 4 hours.
What the fuck? He had to stop.
Yeah. It doesn't go 600 miles an hour the other planes.
Both on the English Channel and got a fucking.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he stopped in Greenland, Iceland, all those areas.
Holy shit. Oh,
but somehow he found a way to redirect himself to India.
That's a crazy story to share that with people, I feel like.
But you know what's
right?
Worse?
And he made a video. That? There's a whole montage. You gotta watch it.
What's worse is. Okay, he gets to India. Okay, we'll chill, whatever. Then you gotta fly back, bro. You're not gonna leave your plane there.
It might have been he continued.
Oh, he went around the rest of the earth?
Nah, no way. That actually doesn't make. How do you even fly?
Can you make it across the Pacific?
Yeah.
I don't know how.
He's joked.
Maybe there's a route.
That's tough. You see the thing about the YouTube guy who, basically was. He basically jumped out of a plane, he was a pilot, and then he thought there was something wrong with the plane, and then he was filming, and he jumped out, and then now he's going to jail because they think he faked it to for content that the plane was.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah. So he's going to jail for 6 months, I think.
Damn.
Because the plane crashed into
he 100%. Crash that plane on purpose.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, that guy is just an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah.
Sugar, is it hard to fly a plane, would you say?
Or is riding a bike?
Even riding a bike is hard for some people, bro.
That is true.
Unfortunately for some people in this world,
some people on this podcast.
Wait, they don't have training wheels for pilots?
behind the wheel, you know. Behind
the wheel. No, there are training planes, so there's like a second steering wheel next to you.
Oh, really? There actually is. Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. And that's your yoke. That's your flight instructor will
control it. So when you were learning how to fly a plane back in like high school and stuff like that, was there any like really bad moments where you're like,
oh yeah, can you share that story, Shrieker?
Oh yeah, yeah, dude. I have a couple of bad moments. Like, oh my god, dude. So basically, when you have enough hours and you're training to be a pilot, where the first step of the pilot, I was doing my private pilot's license. Mm. So you need like a minimum 36 hours, I think. And you can actually get your first pilot's license at like 16 or 17.
Crazy. It's kind of crazy to think about.
Before people drive a car, yeah. Man. That's crazy.
Right? Literally, some states you can't drive a car yet, but you can fly, apparently. So that should answer your question on how hard it is. It's similar to driving a car, honestly. Because driving a car is low-key more dangerous these days, yeah. Like on the highways, bro. You got to be hella careful, very attentive. Mm-hmm. And like a plane is... You know, it's a lot easier once you're in the air and you're just navigating. The hard part of actually, you know, flying is probably navigating and communication and like knowing, you know, you got to memorize all the radios.
Yeah.
Make sure you're prepared for like every flight. You know which runway you're supposed to land on. There's so many things that could go wrong in like half a second. And like you just have to be prepared for all the other case scenarios as well. So that is definitely the hardest part. And most stressful part, but once you can like overcome that, it's super fun. Like, because once you just get used to it, in a new environment, you're not gonna fucking just go in the air. I was honestly nervous for the first like 10-20 hours. Like, yeah. I didn't even. I'm not gonna say it's like driving a car because like I drove in a parking lot once and like I felt fine.
Right.
have you all seen that that Denzel Washington movie where like I think it's called Flight? He like pretty much like he's like a he right like at the beginning of the movie, pretty much he gets like super high and then he like gets on the flight and then like shit goes wrong. So the only way for like them to like survive is pretty much for him to fly the plane upside down.
Yeah.
Like and yeah, it's like I saw that shit. I was like,
That dude's an alcoholic. That movie was crazy.
Yeah, that movie was wild.
I don't know how you can make a movie about an alcoholic pilot.
Yeah.
Was that true? Are there any alcoholic pilots that like,
I'm sure there are.
I think the story was true. I think he exaggerated. I think it was exaggerated, but
oh yeah. I mean, yeah, he probably didn't flip it upside down.
That'd be crazy.
But yeah, so going back to your bad moments, your scary moments.
Oh yeah, yeah, my bad moments. I got sidetracked there. I don't even know what I was saying. Basically, I flew out of Leesburg Airport, and this is not my first time flying alone. Mm-hmm. Like once you have enough hours, you'll get signed off to fly a certain route. So you go that way, land at a certain airport, you know, a couple times, practice a pattern, and then come back. And I've done this route before with my instructor. You know, I was doing it alone for the first time. So I went out there. Basically, where we go is this area called the practice area. It's right outside Harper's Ferry. So where Virginia, yeah. West Virginia, Maryland all meet. And that area is right exactly outside of 50 miles outside D.C. That's what it is. And you just need to maintain some distance from D.C. So like all this crap. So basically, I was trying to avoid that circle around DC as I was going back to Leesburg, right? Because Leesburg is relatively close.
Yeah.
And we all know where Dulles Airport is.
Yeah.
So, I started flying that way towards Leesburg. And, like, I completely, like, overshot the airport, right?
Yeah.
And, like, it was, you know, in the air, like, I probably, like, realized, I was like, okay, I should have seen it by now, and I don't. And it's been, like, 4 minutes, right? In four minutes I was like literally like 10 miles like from Dulles Airport. Which is like terrible. There's like a restricted zone, there's like, the no fly zone. 7 miles outside Dulles. Like if you go inside that, like you can get shot down, blah blah, like anything. But obviously if they know you're a student pilot, they're just gonna be like, you're a dumbass, go.
Wait, so was anyone radioing you in, or
no? No one radios you. That's actually the scariest part. The most important part of being a pilot is like when you're in trouble, you got to just hit the radio and be like, yo, I need help because this is not working. And like, if you're lost, you got to admit you're lost. If something is not functioning right, like you got to tell them that, and you can't just like try to finish the flight. You just have to, you know, do all the due diligence. But yeah, I hit the radio and I told him, I was like, hey, I'm lost. I'm a student pilot. First time. Where's Leesburg Airport? And they're like, okay, fly this heading. And then I got back. And then they're like, do you know where you were? I was like, yes, I think I had Dulles Airport in my sights, which is terrible. And then they're like, yep, you just... they're like, unfortunately, I'm going to need you to write down this phone number. Oh, and like, they gave me a phone number and like... Actually, my flight instructor gets a call because they already know who's flying the plane because they know my plane tag and everything. And like, so he gets a call and I land. He's like, yo, how was it? Acting like nothing happened, bro. He's just, I was like, nah, dude. literally 10 minutes, bro. And like, I broke Defi, like almost caught a felony. Like, that was crazy.
Oh, wow, my Jesus. God.
I mean, nah, if I like got lower, if I tried to get close to Dulles Airport, that would have been bad. But I realized when I was like still a little bit away, like 5 miles.
That's scary, man.
Yeah. Wait, how old were you when this happened?
19?
Yeah, something like God that. Damn. Yeah, dude. I was young. Young, dumb, and stupid. But no, I learned a lot from that, and I realized like how much more prep I need to be doing for these flights, and did not make that mistake again. Thank God.
Speaking of young, dumb, and stupid, Shrikant mentioned at the top of the podcast that he met me and Tiruddin in middle school, and that's when we became friends. And back in middle school, Shrikant was I guess he was a little bit of a chemist or something.
What's he cooking?
In science class, and he was cooking something.
Dude, how do you guys remember this story?
Just get outed.
Do you want to, Tur? Do you want to share? Do you want Shrikant to share your side first?
I want Shrikant to share. I don't want to miss any details.
No, please. You can start if you want.
No, I mean, I don't really know like all the details anymore. I just know that there was lemonade and some chemicals and
lemonade,
and you got in trouble.
Yeah, let's start with the unit that was on the board that day. What were we learning? Solvent. What's come on? Fill in the blanks here.
Solvent.
Soluble. Oh yeah. Yep. Soluble. Insoluble. Yep. There's one more. I don't know what it is, but whatever. We're learning about powder that like dissolves in water and shit, right? So our science teacher wanted to make it like a fun day by telling everyone to like bring in like some powder to mix into their drink. It sounds so sus. Some powder. But she said it in scientific terms, so it was much better and to say to kids especially. And yeah, so I brought in like some, what was it? Hot cocoa, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I. So I was one of the kids that didn't bring in anything. I didn't really have any like Kool-Aid mix or like whatever these kids are bringing in. And so I just shared some like lemonade with some other people in the class, right? We're in the back of the class and there's these like medicine. There's just like a line set up, right? There's hot water ready to be poured. And then you mix your stuff and then there's just people in a line, right? I thought there's like something going on, like assembly line type shit. So I get in the line, I'm in the bag, get my water, pour in the thing. Me and my three friends see like some medicine cups with like powder in it. Mm-hmm. And right behind the medicine cups is like an open bag of powdered sugar, right? So like I assumed that that powder and that powder were the same.
Fair.
But again, we are in a science classroom, so... And they were in medicine cups, but still, like, why would you put the open bag like right behind these cups, right? Mm. They had no business. Where is the bullshit that powder? Like, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. But basically, we all mixed it. Like, my friend put like two of those in his drink. I put one. And like, I was like, dude, this is like Kool-Aid lemonade or some shit. They just said, oh, this is literally pure sugar. You're putting more sugar. I was like, whatever, bro. We put it in. Our drinks are like fizzling. You're like, oh, dude, that's weird. We drank it all.
I didn't know you drank it either.
Oh my god. Oh
my god. Yeah, no, we all drank it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was just sugar to us. Like we just And then we went to lunch, right? This is a period before lunch. Or you know that one class where lunch actually cuts in and then you come back to the same class? This was that one. So we went to lunch. She somehow just calls me over, bro. Like out of everyone, she was like, oh, because she's like, I know you sit next to the back near these medicine cups that I had set up. So she's like, I want you to tell me, did you see anyone drink these things? I was like, I honestly, like, I should have lied.
Yeah.
I should have lied right there. And like.
But the way she was asking it could have been like, she
had a feeling I shouldn't have. Actually, now I.
Because you mentioned already knew.
Yeah, now I get you. Exactly. Now I just remembered. Like, she's like, I saw one of the medicine cups, like, next to your, like, literally next to your chair. Mm. I was like, okay, like, I still could have denied it. But
and what?
She was so pissed. Yeah. Like, she was ready to, like, call the whole classroom in and, like, make a whole deal. Basically, she was like, I don't want you to talk to me. I want you to sit down. She just explained to me what she thought happened. And she's like, I want you to write down what happened. Don't talk, don't say a word.
The fuck?
Because I don't want you to be able to change what you said.
Like, oh, please, that's the fuck. Yeah, wait, like, also, like, can me. I just say, like,
what in the CSI level shit is that?
Let me just say also that, like, our teacher, she was chill, dude. She was generally hella nice. So for her to be, like, pissed off is, like, that's saying something.
Dude, she liked me. I thought she liked me. That's why I was like, why did you call me here? And then I noticed she didn't think I was a culprit, but she was still mad at me somehow. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I guess I should write that I did it. So that's what I wrote. That's what she wrote.
What did you write? Like that, like you found, you saw like the powder and you just put it in your drink?
I mean, yeah, I was like, yeah, I saw this like open bag of powdered sugar and then 6 medicine cups full of like 50 grams, milligrams of this powder of powdered sugar. So I was like, cool, half a serving of powdered sugar. And then she made me tell her which other 2 students also drank it with me. Because she's like, I know you're not.
Wait, I'm so, why I only wrote so that I drank about it. I don't understand.
Let's get to it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly still don't know the answer to that question. Like, she just like, I guess it's because we were, was this middle school, right? Yeah, we were little kids, bro. Yeah, that's probably why. Basically, her idea was like, the powder was actually sodium bicarbonate.
Mm-hmm.
If any of you guys know that, it's just baking soda.
Yeah.
Right. She was like, what if that
was something else?
Was like the powdered form of like hydrochloric acid. Yeah. That's exactly what she said to me.
Yeah. Well, would that be open for anyone to just.
Exactly. Right. I was like, right behind next to a fucking bag of powdered sugar. Why would you even have fucking medicine cups of baking soda, bro?
Yeah. I actually don't know why that was.
So basically, it's her fault for not keeping the prep like out of people's touch, honestly. I feel like she would have.
During the soluble, whatever lab we were doing, bro. Like,
God, crazy.
So yeah, she just sat us all down, and like, I had to rattle my boys because she was on my ass.
So neither you two were in this class, right?
But
I was in that class.
No, I wasn't.
I was. Parsha was not.
But you heard the legend.
You weren't involved though.
Yeah, yeah. I was luckily. On because we had allegedly we were allegedly. Split up. I'm pretty sure like different sides of the room or something.
You probably had enough sugar in your mix. Yeah. That's the only reason.
Yeah. But like what happened after that? Did you get suspended or anything, did you?
I got like I think I did, bro. I got like really? School suspension or some weird shit.
Damn, bro.
Oh, that's
it's some data. Again, they put me in like a cubicle, bro.
A cubicle
this time with the other 3 kids
in
like a closet. It was like a cubicle inside of a small closet.
What?
What the
I was like, this is a really. I was like, this is a really weird room. Oh. They're like, okay, get to writing. Fuck. I was like, what do you want me to write, bro? I already wrote for her. Like, they're like, nah, now all 3 of you have to write this. Like, if you guys all don't say the same thing, you're all fucked.
I was like, I didn't know.
So that's why, like, we all had to say the truth.
Yeah.
Dude, they're so OD with their
method. That's such a weird thing to be so anal about.
Yeah.
And I also feel like back then you don't have like the confidence, especially us brown kids, you don't have the confidence to be like, nah, it was actually your fault for like doing this shit. Like what do you want? What do you expect to happen?
Oh yeah, I never once said that. I said sorry so many times. I was like, please don't tell my mom. Yeah. Please.
Shuki's a good writer, as we just saw from his stories. He's also good at writing essays in English or history class or whatever. English class. Do you want to share that story?
Do you remember this story?
Which essay are we talking about?
What
essay? No.
Do you remember the Shuki?
I'm actually... Nope.
Andrew, you got it, bro.
Oh, you're talking about the gold project?
No, that's a different one. That's high school.
Oh, you heard that? That's been on the podcast.
Oh, wait a minute. Was it the legalized thing?
I don't know. I don't know if it was. I don't know what the paper was about.
Wasn't it a book?
It was a book. Yeah, it was a book.
Dude, I'm what is this story, bro? Yeah. Totally blanking.
So basically, in seventh grade, me and Trigger were in the same class for that too. There was like a choice of like three books, novels that you had to read and then write an essay on. And so like, basically like me and Trigger just did not read it. And then I think we used like Google Docs or whatever, like whatever the shit was to like, you remember this now?
Yep.
Yeah. So we used whatever that was to like write a paper, like essentially together, which was stupid to begin with. But then I think like, after we wrote one, we're like, oh, we should like write the other one. So then we like copied from ourselves and wrote like another paper.
We barely changed the second one, bro.
Dude,
we're like, fuck it, we got different teachers, like.
No, we had the same
teacher.
The same class.
Oh, wait. That's a solution. I've got too far.
Yeah, you got too far in my head. Yeah, so basically, we turned in two of these papers, basically. And we get the grades back. Hey, did you get, like, she pulls us out outside the class. And she's like, did you guys, like, cheat with each other or whatever? And we're like, no.
Cheat with each other.
And like, I think what me and Shrika said was that like, we were bored when I came over one day, so we worked on it together next to each other.
What a lie. What a lie.
But we didn't cheat. We just worked on it next to each other.
Yeah.
She's like, because we're open like brown kids. We're like these shy little brown kids, bro. Like, what's she going to do? Even though she was racist. She couldn't do that much to us, right? Races. So she's like, I'm not gonna give you a zero, but like I am gonna have you like write another paper for like one of the other three novels or two novels that you could choose from.
Yeah.
She's like, rewrite it for 80% max.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember that shit?
Yeah. So then me and Shuka were like, hey, yo, bet. So then we realized that the other two novels that were up for choices were like were what the other English classes and the other pods were reading.
Oh my god.
We had a friend that wrote the
double paper, down.
And then we took their paper and changed it. And we were straight, bro. We were straight.
That's crazy.
Dude, is that what happened? I swear you got me another paper too.
Oh, did I get you a second one?
What happened was you got yourself a paper.
Yeah. Where the fuck did you get this shit from?
Yeah, who the fuck was the supplier?
If you guys don't know, Tarun had the shodies back in the day.
Okay. This is the angle we never heard. All right.
Yeah, he's still hanging around the middle school.
Daffy, too. I couldn't tell you who. I know it was two girls who gave it to Tarun.
Yeah, I remember. I know who one of them was.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Dude, you had pull, bro.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Isn't that crazy that we got two papers to cheat from?
Dude, I was down bad because like Tarun got the first paper, right? I was like, oh man, good for you.
Bro's crying in the corner.
He saw me, right? He saw my like pain, and he clearly reached out to his shorty, and then.
Really? Did I do that?
For his boys to... Dude, I swear, like...
It does not sound like Tarun at all.
He broke him up. That's crazy.
We got caught up. Like, we literally... I did enough work for half an essay, and somehow, we finessed two like completely unique. Bro,
I remember when I turned.
Do you think the essays you turned in would have been better if you tried yourself to make your like to write your own essay?
The thing about all this effort you guys went through,
like you get the greedy.
No, we did it better. Super fast. That's the point. Like, we literally both, like, just split. Okay, you do intro. We'll do this paragraph. I'll do this point. And, like, we're done in, like, 15 minutes probably, bro. Like,
yeah. Crazy.
No, deadass. Deadass. That's how it works. Because we're essentially, we're just copying from Spark Notes anyway. So.
Yeah. We didn't read the book. You got to realize. We're just reading summaries. We'll find five different summaries. If we had ChatGPT back then, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Come on, bro. It's too easy now. Like.
That was me in high school English. I was just Spark Notes and bullshit.
Harun's a big cheater too in English class in high school.
Such bullshit, man. Fuck off. I wish I cheated in that class.
So what did you not read in English
class? No, that one, I actually was paying attention. The funny thing was, like, so like the brightest kid in the class missed class, like the class before. In the class before, the teacher
yeah,
like,
I was sick.
Went on like a... He had like a full he went like on a full like hour lecture about like some part of the book, and then like everyone just taking notes because we knew there's gonna be a quiz in the next class, but the kid missed the class. So then like the teacher like immediately in the first thing that next class, she was like, all right guys, like pull out your paper, like we'll take the quiz, blah blah blah. And then and then the guy, like the kid sitting in front of me, and he turned around. And he's like, "Oh, like what did I miss?" And I was like, just going through my notes, like trying to like say him as much as I could, because like, oh, he's a nice guy. He's actually a really nice guy. So I was like, I'll try to help him out as much as I can. She was like passing it out on the road on the right to me, and then like so I was like just whispering whatever I could, and then like she came back to our row, so then I stopped talking, and then like I think she heard me like talking, and then so then like right after she started hanging everything out, she's like, I don't say his name, but like him, like her on like come outside, and I was like, oh fuck, dude, like what did I? Why was I the one that had to fucking help this guy, bro? Like, I'm fucking like doing worse than this guy in this class anyway. I should just fuck off. And then she pretty much just like this teacher was also like very like anal about certain things, so like. I should have known better than to like do anything like that, but I don't know what happened. I think we both got zeros on the quiz or something like that. Something like that. I don't know.
It's actually so stupid because you didn't even have the quiz in front of you. Yeah.
I didn't even know what the fuck was on. Yeah. I was just saying whatever I could remember. Like she talked about.
She was
about.
Annoying anyway.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, I remember Drew and me and you were talking about reaching out to our high school professors. You remember that?
Yeah. You gonna do it?
Did you do any work?
Did you?
I actually think we should do it for real.
Hold you should split each every sentence when you write the email. Yeah. The
gold. No, we gotta chat
for Griner. For Griner, I'll split it, bro.
What? He's not with us.
Oh,
I'm so bad at names, bro. That was so actually fucked up. I do remember. That was the wrong teacher.
Also, first I thought you said Grinder, and I was like, wait, what?
No. We had a teacher named Mr. Griner who's unfortunately passed away.
Yeah.
Damn. Was it cancer?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. He was a real one.
He was honestly
one of the most chill dudes. Yep. Yeah. Totally. It was unfortunate the fuckheads we had in the class who would like just
bro, we were
literally
part of the
deplete
fuckheads,
his
bro.
Morale, bro. I couldn't even nah. I was a nice kid.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we made him laugh, bro. Like we were just doing like stupid shit and like as kids, right?
Yeah.
Some kids were literally giving him like you could tell. You know what? You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the
yeah,
one
yeah.
kid
yeah,
who
the white,
would
the white
ask
kid.
About
what's
the
his name,
our color project.
Yeah. I think I told that story on this podcast before. Do you guys remember the color project?
Yeah. Yeah.
Color story. Yeah.
Just to give a TLDR for any new listeners, we had to do a project on. A specific color where we had to find like different media, like a poem and song or movie, something that all related to gold, and then explain the symbolism through all those pieces of media. And the song we chose was like, I don't even know who the fuck that song is by, but it was like gold all of my chain, gold all of my
Trinidad words. James.
Like, Trinidad James, there you go, like a rap song. And in the song, he says, Papa Molly, I'm sweating. And then there's one white kid, like more popular guy, dickhead guy, raises his hand. And he's like, oh, what's a Molly? And he said it like that. And then the professor, before we could even say anything, because we're like, how the fuck do we even answer this? I don't think I even knew the answer at that point, to be honest. But the teacher was like, Mr. Griner was like, shouldn't you know? And then everyone's like, oh my fucking God, bro.
Cooking. Fucking got beast. Cooked.
But then another time we were talking about Life of Pi, and like we're trying to analyze the symbolism of like the island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one day he's like, what if the meaning is that there is no meaning? And then he stepped outside the class, and everyone's like, what the fuck is this,
dude? Who let this man cook? Who let him cook?
Like a self-taught.
Yeah, self-taught.
Yeah, dude, he was actually the chillest teacher.
Yeah.
I had a quick question for Shrieker. How do you feel about being the last Flathead member to be invited on the podcast? How did that make you feel about Harsha and Tarun?
Dang. No, honestly, I'm not even gonna hold you. Harsha did invite me weeks ago.
Oh really?
I don't even know.
He had wisdom teeth surgery.
Yep.
Oh shit.
Yeah, some shit. I was like, yo, let's do it this day, and then I was like, wait, we gotta postpone, and then I ended up having wisdom teeth surgery.
I will say, like,
dude, that surgery changed my life. I'm serious, like. I actually stopped working out. Like I barely ate for like 2 weeks.
Oh, for the worst.
I lost.
I lost.
Yeah, yeah. I lost all my gains in like 3 weeks.
Holy
shit!
I was like, damn, bro. Like, yeah, dude. It's because you the combination of not moving and also not eating enough every day is like just so horrendous.
Yeah, I definitely lost a lot of
drinking for like 2 weeks. Just only drinking, bro.
Yeah, straight liquids. Yeah,
that's an exact. Not 2 weeks, but
I feel like Shrieker out of all of the Flathead members was probably the most enthusiastic to come on, because when I texted him, he's like,
oh really?
He's like, bet, let's run it. And then when we asked Visual, he was like, why you want me?
Why you want me? What was in his feeling?
yeah, he's like, what am I gonna say, bro?
I mean, I had the same thought honestly, but
yeah, but
I mean, we're all friends from back in the day, so like it's just like catching up for real.
Well, Andrew, what did Andrew say?
I think Andrew was just very
Wamba.
Andrew's like, fuck, I can't say no, so I'm gonna say yeah.
Fuck, I can't say no.
Dude, Andrew's gonna spit those facts on you, Harsha. Bring up LeBron.
Oh yeah. Andrew's not that LeBron.
You're talking about Andrew Rodge, right?
Yeah.
we're talking about the same guy.
Yeah. We gotta make sure, bro. I didn't know he's like that. He switched over.
Yeah, ever since LeBron went on the Lakers,
It's just like Harsha with the Lakers. He had to become a fan.
No, so. I know he respects LeBron, but I'm talking about your respect for LeBron. I know he hates you.
It's not even respect, bro. Yeah, it's love. He promised.
Yeah, you're whatever you want to call it, bro.
It's me riding.
It's like a weird type of loyalty, bro. This man will die for this man. Have you met him? Like, have you touched him?
Cook his ass, Shrieker. Keep going, bro. He's moving. Oh,
I was actually talking to my mom before this podcast, and she was like, what would happen if like LeBron came to our house? Like, what would you even say to him?
Dude, that's a true question.
That's
actually a question I've asked on the podcast.
That'd be the first time Harsha participates in like a puja in his house, bro. sits LeBron down in the altar. Like, stay right there.
Could you imagine if fucking LeBron showed up in like a kurta and a fucking bindi, like ready for his wedding puja?
Cold.
I think you would cry, right?
No,
you wouldn't.
Why would I cry?
That wouldn't make you cry.
Yo,
no.
Harsha showing up. I mean, LeBron showing up. How would that not make you cry? That's like a circle. That's like a circle of life kind of moment, dude. What the hell?
What if he spoke to you in like fluent Telugu?
Oh my god!
Oh my.
Imagine,
dude. That'd be crazy, actually.
He goes out. Janagana Mana.
What a spray.
What a spray.
If your kid, when they're born, look like LeBron, would you be happy or sad?
You'd be confused.
Yeah, I'd be confused.
Like, you'd be asking questions.
Like, that's not me. That's not me.
I thought this would make you happy.
I did a thing.
Crazy.
Like, no, but like all the features, including like height and whatnot, would you be happier?
What?
Like, from the jump?
No. Like, he would grow. Like,
he would grow.
He would grow into LeBron. He would.
Oh,
be LeBron.
I want
dude,
that.
That'd be amazing.
I want my kid to be like that.
Yeah.
But then he would promise kids that they would have a good education, and then I'd be disappointed in him.
Yeah, this is a no-brainer, bro.
Just like the kids in the I Promise School, taking bro. That.
They have no brain.
He's going to Naismith.
Naismith?
Naismith Private.
Yo, Sugar, you know this fact about the I Promise School?
Dude, shut
up. That's the only thing Sugar knows about this.
Yeah, you gotta know this.
Apparently not one single kid passed their final math exam in that school. In the whole school.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
LeBron school, man.
Wait, which school? We're talking about
LeBron
school. This is LeBron's I promise school. I promise.
Wait, really? Yeah. I did not know this fact.
Yeah. Yes,
dude, only math though. They didn't check other subjects.
I'm assuming if they didn't. Yeah, I mean I
hope things, I hope they passed the other one. They only talked about the math one.
I hope so, yeah. But specifically math, maybe just the teachers are ass, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
LeBron's smart as hell.
But didn't you just lose some respect for LeBron once again?
Once again? You said once again?
Harsha, you still a Cleveland fan, bro?
Damn everything, man.
That's where we all became true avid sports bettors, is when we saw Johnny Manziel. Fucking... Ugh, what a weird guy. We can all take
for me, it was actually Lamar, bro. Lamar Jackson. The way that boy was running, I was like, nah, he's changing the whole game. It's different now.
You know who else is changing the game? This podcast. We want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. And thanks, Shrieker, for coming on. Hope you enjoy listening to it. And Shrieker, is there anything else you want to plug for the audience? Any last messages or anything?
Nah, bro. Appreciate y'all for having me on here.
For sure.
We'll see you around.
What's going on, man? Good time.
So if you like this podcast, you can check out all of our other podcasts on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and follow our page on Instagram at An Interesting Discussion. And, you know, check out our content. We got stuff on TikTok, YouTube, Amazon Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, FanDuel. But yeah, check back in next week for another great episode, and see you guys later. Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye. Bye.